money. We're going to buy Barrett Salee of BleacherReport.com a landline.
Yeah, but Justin, nowadays no one has a landline.
I have a landline.
Yeah, because do you have kids?
Yes.
Oh, yes, you have two kids. I honestly believe that anyone that does not have kids doesn't have a landline, unless they're over the age of maybe like 60 or 70 years old. You don't need a landline
anymore.
Mine's
for DSL, but it can't make outgoing calls.
You don't need a landline anymore. I don't even know if kids even know what a landline phone is anymore.
It's like a regular phone, except it's hooked up to a line.
Ask how many kids know what a landline phone is, like younger kids. No one uses a landline.
I have a six-year-old. He knows what a landline is.
Does your kid actually use a landline?
My kid doesn't use any line.
He has his own iPhone, doesn't he?
Yeah, my 12-year-old does. He has his own iPhone. But
well, most kids nowadays do. I teach a Golfing with the Girls program at the First Tee, and I did ask that question, legitimately ask that question. How old do you now have to be to get a cell phone?
Yeah.
That's like a good question nowadays, because
exactly
I have no idea.
Exactly like a good question.
I have no
idea. It's
all
better than any questions you asked our interview guest today.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm kidding.
You know what? That's honestly,
come on!
That's true. I'll be honest with you. I did like Johnny Football, Johnny Man. Yeah, I did it. It was all screwed up.
You didn't ask Ray Rogers if he had a landline. I guarantee you he does.
Guarantee ya.
Because he's old?
Yeah.
Fine.
That's exactly the reason why, because people don't even know what landlines are anymore.
They kids know. Okay, you got to quit saying
even,
that.
Kids don't even know
what
landlines
are. That sounds ridiculous.
Kids do not have landlines anymore.
Whether or not they have a landline or not is an issue. Okay, I got that. That's something we can. Whether or not they know what a landline is, unless you're talking about a four-year-old, I think most kids probably know what a landline is.
You know what? I would actually like to know. That's actually, I think that's like quite a legitimate question. I actually would like to know how many kids use a landline.
Okay, that's something we could discuss. I would like to now know how many kids don't know what a landline is.
I bet you there's some.
I mean, there
is a percentage.
Yeah, a percentage, like 1%.
Oh, Justin, you're kidding yourself
if that's the case. Hey, kid, you know what a landline is? Huh?
The same kid putting pennies in his mouth.
Thank you. Hey, kid.
I would like to know what the percentage on this. I bet you I'd win.
I
bet you it's 20%, probably.
Hey, RJ,
least.
John, the limo driver who you said was an idiot about Dallas is downstairs. He'd like to have a word with you. Good luck with that. All right. Brian's in Cabot. Brian, help me.
Hey, Brian. I hate to tell your guest there, but she is totally dead wrong about kids knowing how to use a phone. I own the skating rink in Cabot. Kids don't know how to use a phone. I even tricked them one day and put a rotary dial phone out there for them to use, and they flipped out.
Okay, Brian, you got it wrong because Justin is the one who said that kids do not know how to use the phone. I said that kids do not know how to use the phone.
I never said kids don't know how to use the phone. I didn't say kids do know how to use the phone. You made the argument that kids don't know what a landline is, doesn't even know it exists.
That's a fact. They don't know what it is.
Thank you.
I will attest they do not know
how to
use a regular phone.
Are you kidding me?
Thank you.
They'll pick the phone up literally and look at it and say, where's the send button?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. I am correct. Your 1% is dead wrong. My 20% might be high, but I'm thinking at least 20%
of
kids
don't know. You don't know
that. I don't think there's even 20% that know it.
See, you may be wrong. Maybe all the 1%ers live in Cabot, and he's the only guy that's experienced
that. You're kidding yourself if you think that.
I don't think that.
Hey,
I'm kidding.
Try it one time.
My kids know how to dial.
How old are your kids? How old are your kids?
6 and 12, almost 13.
I deal with kids up there from 7 to, the top age would probably be 15.
Okay.
All of the kids that are around the 10-year-old range, none of them hardly know what a landline is.
That's not the worst thing I've heard.
The thing that's most impressive or upsetting to me is that guys like R.J. Hawk and Chris Kane don't know anything about the Beatles. That's more bothersome to me than the fact that kids.
That sucks too. But you know, when we play the old style music at the rink, most of the kids know all of that stuff. All of the 70s music, most of them know it. And a lot of them know the 60s music.
That's good. All right. Well, hey, you're helping spread that.
Thanks, Brian.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I was going to until I turned out I was wrong, and then I ruined my day.
He said that. I was wrong. You were wrong.
No, he was confused.
Okay.
You were right. I was wrong.
Correct. Oh, my gosh. We said that on air. Did we get that on tape, too?
Reasonable thought.
Good afternoon.
Buenos dias.
Hey, good afternoon, Ms. Lecure. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, man, there's two things. My son calls VCR tapes big DVDs, and he does not know what a landline is.
Thank you.
He does not. And the thing is, I had to find one in a box and show it to him, and he was, like, trying to slide things, and it's just not working.
Thank you. I appreciate you calling
and saying that. But what's really awesome, though, is the children, the age of that they are today, they're a lot of children are old enough to get cell phones. I'm about to get my son a cell phone. He's 8 years old.
Ooh.
But if he is smart enough to realize what it is, of course, there's going to be minute restrictions. But, hey, it's just weird generations. But
it is, but you know what? You got to keep up with the times.
What do you think is an
evening.
Yeah, I appreciate
good
that.
Too.
Yeah, you have a good night, too, even though it's only 12:45. I wish it was over. I don't think 8 years old is old enough for a phone.
But you know what? See, I did have a good question early on. I didn't have many today, but that was one of them. And I'm saying it is a legitimate question. How old is the right age to give a kid a cell phone? And nowadays,
argument.
It's really hard to decide. I don't have kids, and I think it would be a really tough call to decide what if you give an 8-year-old a cell phone or if you give a 12-year-old a cell phone. You have no idea. I know that I teach a class from 5 years old up to 15 years old,
yeah.
And I have to tell the kids no cell phone for the 2 hours in class, and that's hard to do.
It is. Here's my thing. My kid, who's now going to be 13, when he was 8, he couldn't keep track of his own head barely, let alone a cell phone. So there's no way I would trust him with a cell phone. We didn't give him a cell phone until last year at 12.
I have a niece and nephews who are like 5 years old and know how to run an iPad and an iPod way better than I do. They can open up the cell phone, turn it on, get to their games, play the games, turn it off, click it over. No, like they know everything there is to know. But I mean, you know, you got a 3-year-old pushing the buttons on it, but they know what they're doing.
Well, my 3-year-old clearly is advanced over most of the kids listening to this program or their parents because he knows how to work the landline and the cell phone.
Well, then bravo.
Yes, he's quite the tech
like
wizard.
I would like to know the stat on
that.
My
kid
really
is a tech wizard.
He
I mean,
obviously
it's incredible.
Is.
In fact, he'll be a professor at MIT in the next 5 years. And they'll be like, well, what do you teach? I teach landline. Wow, what a great class. I don't even know what that is.
Exactly.
Mike's in Maumelle. Mike?
What's happening? Hey, your kid may be wonderful, but can he roll up a crank window?
No, he's never seen one of those. That is something.
My brother, when he was a coach at the College of Ozarks, he had an old pickup truck with a crank window,
mm-hmm.
and he had my sister's son in the car with him, and they have never seen a crank window.
That's
he thought
good.
That was the coolest thing in the world.
I think crank windows suck. In fact, the only thing that I know that has a crank window anymore is the Buzz van.
I have crank windows.
You do not have crank windows.
I specifically got them so they wouldn't go out and I wouldn't have to worry about it later.
Okay.
Same thing with the locks.
Look, big baby, seriously.
Hey, also, how many kids know that you don't have to use a remote control to unlock your car?
Yeah, exactly. You know what? Honestly, there's nowadays you don't even know if that's available on most cars nowadays. Like, where's the button to do so? Is it some cars? Can you unlock a car nowadays without a button?
Yeah, you can. It's just not very
common. Try to light a cigarette. No cigarette lighters anymore.
Well, that's actually a good thing. That's a step in the right direction.
Well,
if you're not a smoker,
yeah.
And I'm not, so it's fine.
Well, cigarettes anyway. All right,
wow.
Man, y'all have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
Appreciate that. Jared says, my mom bought our 15-month-old an iPad for Christmas this year. Okay, that's it. That's it.
You know what?
That's insane.
But so they watch movies in the car. I mean, nowadays, you can't find parents without kids in their car, or without DVDs in their car.
No, I know.
A parent turns those on to go to school in the morning.
I know, but I don't want to buy my kid anything that I don't want him to be responsible for.